two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, another edition of the program. Thank you for being with us. We've got a lot to get through tonight. My heavens, do we have a lot to get through tonight. Just in the last couple of minutes here, we've had some breaking news this afternoon, of course, that the injury report came out, and Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley are listed as questionable for tomorrow, which means the entire season for Jazz fans is listed as questionable for tomorrow in Game 6. That's where we're going to start the show right here. It's our 7:05 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 7:05. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Joining me now on the program, he and I have both had very similar days. We have BYU Media Day today that, of course, took up so much of our time. The talk of the Jazz loss from last night was one thing. Wondering about Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley's status has only gotten worse within the last hour. So Sam Farnsworth from KSL 5 Television joins me here. Sam, you and I hung out in Provo for a portion of the day today, and then now we're talking about one of the more sad pieces of news where Donovan Mitchell is listed as questionable for this game tomorrow in L.A. It all seems all but over for the Jazz right now at this point.
You kind of get that feeling, right? I mean, you hear Donovan last night, though, talking about how you know, he's just going to have to find a way unless he wants to be home again like he was last year. And he really sounded adamant about not wanting to be home, not wanting the playoffs to be over. However, he also did hint towards, or at least Quinn Snyder did hint towards, you know, we're going to have to evaluate him and do what's best for him. And if that means, and so I guess my thought is, in this situation, you've got Mike Conley listed as questionable. You've got Donovan Mitchell listed as questionable. If neither of those two guys can play for the Utah Jazz on Friday night in a closeout playoff game, the Jazz are essentially waving the white flag, right? Of course, they're going to have to do what's best for the long-term health of those guys.
Yeah.
So you can't fault them if that's the decision they make. But essentially, like you said, yeah, that would be the end of the playoffs.
Kawhi's officially out for Game 6, but I think we all kind of anticipated that. And with the listing of questionable for Donovan Mitchell, certainly people who saw last night's game, the entire Jazz Nation was just saying Donovan doesn't look right, that ankle isn't right, he's not right. Ben Anderson told us today, hey, this is like, it seems like he's about 50%. And when you have your backcourt, you know, with basically 1.5 good legs total, that's not a good way to go. I mean, credit to the Clippers who've been able to put this thing together, but the Jazz have absolutely fizzled out this time of the year.
Yeah, they certainly have. And it's unfortunate. You know, that's the word I would choose. It really is, because we all know how good this Utah Jazz team is when they are healthy, when they are all together, when the band is all together, right? We know how good this team is. And right. We saw it in the first round. We saw it in the first round how well they played in those four straight wins against Memphis. And then they go without Mike Conley, and yet they were still pretty darn good in those first two games of the series with L.A. But you could tell each game, just about each game of this series, you could kind of tell there was a little tweak to Donovan. And it seemed to get a little worse, a little worse, and a little worse until last night. I don't remember him driving the lane until like the third quarter. I think almost all of his attempts were three-pointers until around the third quarter. He finally tried to get into the lane, and it was late third quarter, early fourth, somewhere around there. And he clearly was favoring that injured ankle. And he was doing everything he could to not show grimaces, to yeah. not show any signs, to not limp, anything like that, because he does not want to use this as an excuse. You can tell. But it's kind of out of his hands. It's unfortunate. You know, we get it. You don't want to use it as an excuse, but it's a good excuse. That ankle is bad, and he's been doing everything he can to play through it. It just hasn't been working out.
I mean, again, as you said, if Donovan's out and if Mike Conley's out, or if even one of those guys is out, I don't know why, you know, the team would just say, look, we're going to go out there without our two. Why they wouldn't just say that. If one of them is going to be out, it just seems like hope is a bit lost at this point. You want to cut your losses, which is, you know, you got to protect your investment if you're the team. And Quinn Snyder's got to figure out how to make sure his team stays healthy, because, you know, these guys are going to mostly all be back. That was my other question, though. What ends up happening future-wise with this Jazz team? Because Donovan's locked up long-term. Rudy's locked up long-term. After that, like, what's Mike Conley's status after this season?
That's the big question, right? Mike Conley. And before looking ahead, I'll just look to tomorrow night with Mike. If Donovan's out but Mike is able to play even at 90%, I think the Jazz have a chance to win that game. Wow. Still. Win the series, it would be difficult. I do, because I think Mike Conley makes that big of a difference. But if they're both out, it's the white flag. Now, long term, yeah, Mike Conley's a big question mark, because his contract's up. You're not going to pay him the $35 million, whatever it is. I think that's about how much he was paid this season. You're not going to pay him that much when Donovan's contract, his big max extension, right, is kicking in next year.
Yep.
Rudy's next max extension is kicking in. Those two guys alone are combined like $70 million plus right there. And so I've heard people say that there's a team out there that'll pay Mike Conley $40 million. I don't see it. And that's not a knock against how good Mike Conley is or what he can do.
Just too expensive.
Just at this stage. Yeah, at this stage of his career, he's getting older. He's been injury prone the last couple of years.
Right.
Who's going to pay him that much money? So the question then becomes, would Mike Conley be willing to stay to try it again with this team that he knows they can win with and they can be a contender with for a big discount? That's going to be the big question. Will Mike Conley take a discount to stay here in Utah?
Then the question comes up, all right, let's say that maybe they extend it and get to a game seven. Is Donovan Mitchell going to be ready for a game seven? I mean, just playing this injury game has been an absolute beast. 3 or 4 days ago, Sam, we were talking a little bit about how, oh man, with the injury to Kawhi, the Jazz's path seems pretty straight into at least, you know, that conference finals. And even then, if CP3 was out for with the COVID protocols, maybe they took a couple games there. And people were talking about this Jazz team going to the finals. I even saw people saying, oh, now the Jazz get a freebie run to the finals. Boy, it's anything but with these devastating injuries.
Yeah, no kidding. This has been a bizarre postseason, and I know a lot of people are kind of pointing towards the late finish,
yeah,
to the bubble, to the playoffs last year, and then having to turn around basically 2 months later to begin the new season as maybe not enough rest time for these players. And, you know, maybe that's the reason, because we're seeing it all over the NBA. Like you said, all of the right dominoes were falling, it appeared, to really lay out the path for the Jazz to get to the championship, even in the Eastern Conference, you know. The Nets, Kyrie Irving,
right,
goes down.
Yep.
James Harden has a hamstring.
The Hawks taking over. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's wild.
So it seemed like the path was laying out for a Jazz run, but yet Mr. Injury Bug decided to visit the Jazz as well. And so it's just been a really unfortunate postseason.
Dare I say LeBron James may be right with all these injuries that have hit the entirety of the NBA. Yeah, so Sam Farnsworth, KSL 5 Television. You'll get the updates, of course, tonight. Jeremiah Jensen's in L.A. And, boy, a lot of news. Of course, as soon as that injury report came out, Sam, we were it made things a lot different. So we'll see how this thing goes. Join Sam on SportsBeat tonight. And appreciate you joining me on late notice here, Sam.
No problem, Alex. Anytime.
All right, taking the break here. We'll come back. We got Sarah Todd from the Deseret News right around the corner talking about last night's loss and the potential of extending this series. How far can the Jazz go on these injuries? Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.